Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. Today being the first show of the fall season, with summer 2012 behind us now and kids going back to school, I heard the call to do a paint pleasure show. So today what I really want to address are all the change and adversity issues that I know I am feeling, and that there are a lot of people around everywhere that I come into contact with, that I speak with, that are dealing with these similar issues as well. So I have a two-part series, Paint to Pleasure. Today, in part one, I'm going to really fly solo today. Pardon me because my throat's a little scratchy today. But I want to be able to delve into and dive really into the pain and the discomfort of the change, as we're all kind of so calling it, this change, this shift that's all around us, that's hovering right now over all of us, making many of us feel really sluggish and kind of foggy and fuzzy and even, I guess, unmotivated at times. I mean, I've heard so many different kind of reactions. So I'd like to begin by sharing threads of both my own personal and my professional life journey. And subsequent to that, I'm going to share just a few beginning, and I'm going to say the word beginning, secrets and tips to starting this transition of just feeling like this yuck, which I often call the gunk, and where do I begin, where do I start, and how do I begin to get out of it? So at this time, I would welcome any callers who are having any kind of feelings, opinions, anything, please, that you'd like to share, please do call in. The call-in number is 917-889-3818. I'm really hoping to hear your voices on the air today. If not, I'll forgive you, but really I would love your participation. So I'd like to begin, let's get going, today's show with a quote of mine that I've kind of coined, okay? And I use it often, and I just really adore it. So here goes. Negative emotions such as anger and sadness, fear, guilt, shame, and judgment, and more are just messages from your unconscious, I'm going to say it again, unconscious mind. They are nudging you to see something that has not been healed from your past. Instead of just wishing these feelings dead, capital D-E-A-D, learn to embrace them. Taste them, smell them, and feel them until they no longer serve you. If you do not, they will keep showing themselves up until you listen. And that I do know for sure. So let's really begin. My story is one about always, story I'm going to tell really today, that's going to, I guess, make sense to a lot of you. And remember, this is my personal story. It's not your story. It's going to be different for everybody else. Is a story about me always trying my hardest to fit in to a crowd, and more essentially, to even fit into my family unit. I realized at a really young age that I was not only creative and kind of fairy-like, as I was just told, but that my mind would always wander, it all makes so much sense now, off into this solo world or to this solo place where I would feel so visionary and feel so different. Almost like I really felt like an alien, like I really didn't fit in. But let's kind of think back 40 or 50 years ago, for any of you that have come this far or even not, it was a lot different than it is today. And fitting in, I know at least for me, was the number one most important thing. That feeling really mattered. So always, you know, feeling kind of different, it created a lot of personal alienation for me. I learned to find ways when I was in the mood and wanted to be around others and feel like I belonged to get attention. At first at home anyways, mostly through the use of my drama, choosing negative attention. I would often get emotional. I remember myself starting to cry, dropping food on the floor when I was a kid. I mean, just creating, making a mess. I really just didn't want to listen, but I wanted people to really pay attention to me. I didn't want to feel like I was fitting in. I think I really just wanted to be the center of attention, or at least, maybe now that I look back, at least be in acknowledgement of myself. So the acknowledgement is a really important word. Keep that word in mind. Looking back, not really understanding that behavior then, I realized that I was creating a need for me to receive negative, not positive attention, okay? Negative attention. So here we go. There, a pattern of interaction was formed and born for me. I would either cry, misbehave. I would do anything that I could. And I always noticed that after whatever the interactions were, even with my family, I always walked away feeling very energetically zapped and really not fulfilled. I was unhappy, and I was still miserable. So how come I got into this situation miserable, and I left it miserable at the same time? Where was all my fun, and where was all that, you know, pleasure and joy and everything that I kept hearing about even when I was a kid? And I would always hear, all you ever do is cry. Well, this is where I realized that I really learned to people please. And the word people pleaser became a word that, you know, I didn't really understand until I was in my, maybe, truthfully, until my 30s or 40s. But believe me, I'm an expert. So I understood that as long as I went along with my brothers and my parents and even my friends, my girlfriends when I was in grade school, and I followed their lead, that I could at least finally feel like I belonged, I was loved and accepted, acknowledged, and part of a crowd. That's pretty much how it was for me as a kid. Now, I was always told that I was cute and I was adorable, and it just didn't never really fit for me. Well, how come, you know, people tell me I'm cute and I'm adorable and everything, but I'm just not enjoying myself, not having fun, and I was never really feeling too happy about that. Fast forward to my high school days when I learned that going along with the crowd, and this was an interesting, real diversity, wasn't always going to serve me like it did when I was a little girl. For example, there was a really, you know, pretty and popular group of girls, of course, that I made it my business to want to be a part of. And as soon as I gave it just a little bit of energy and effort, there I was in the group. But then, of course, came the challenge for me when Friday and Saturday nights, there were weekend house parties, and I almost felt in my gut like something just wasn't right. And we were all pretty much good kids, but we were high school kids, you know, and there was alcohol and drugs. And I was totally uncomfortable because I realized that now I really would either have to follow them or not go to the parties, because I really wasn't used to speaking up for myself, standing into my power. I mean, in those days, what was it? It was just me saying no, which was something I never did. I just didn't even know how to do that. It wasn't part of my MO, wasn't part of my vocabulary. So here I had a really tough kind of situation. What do I do now? Well, I cut myself off from a lot of these friends, sadly, and I remember I used to be so sad, I used to cry. And I would come home early on a Friday night with a broken heart, and my mother would say, you were so excited and happy to go out. What happened? Why are you home? Well, let's just say in 9th or 10th grade, I really didn't have that kind of relationship where I was going to sit with my mother and tell her, well, Mom, you know, all these kids are like smoking weed, taking, you know, drugs and drinking alcohol, and I wasn't going to rat or bust on my friends. So my mother thought for sure I was becoming even more and more of a bizarre kind of creature going into that darkness, that tunnel of teenage adolescence. How is she going to deal with me now? So that was a real wake-up call for me, because I realized that in the people-pleasing thing that worked for me when I was a little girl, now blending into a crowd even more than ever, if it wasn't the right crowd, was an issue, and standing out for me was not even an issue. It was something I had not even developed the skills or really even knew how to do. Think about that, how easy it would be just today to just speak up for me now and to either say no or find myself in a situation where I would be with a group of people, or even my own family, and I would say, you know what, I'm really not cool with this, I don't want to do this, and I'm not coming along, or, you know, I don't want to spend this money, I don't want to do this. I mean, I set this pattern up for my life, and I've taken this into my marriage and continued on with this. Well, fast forward now to, once again, in my 20s, meeting my future husband, who at the time was really a rescue for me, because I had just recently lost my first love of my life to a tragedy, to a car crash, an auto accident, and I was really devastated. So talk about stepping into, you know, good feelings, good vibrations, and stepping into my truth. Well, that for sure wasn't happening. I was really down and devastated, and all those negative emotions were paramount in my life. They were all really right up there. So here along came this man who was going to rescue me, and I was just so thrilled and so glad that I could be rescued. I just wanted life to be pleasant again, and I didn't want to have to go through all this anguish. Once again, no confrontation I could please. So I never really made a big issue about small things, which I thought they were small things, what restaurant do we go to? What movie do we go see? You know, let's go spend the weekend with my parents. And, you know, I really did not get along with his parents at the time that well. They were quite powerful and controlling people. So, again, a whole other story. But look how the universe kept just bringing me all these opportunities. All these opportunities for all you people, you know, everyone that's listening today. And I really hope you are all listening, because I'm really using basic examples to almost like a beginner tutorial of what it is, how we have the power, but we put ourselves into this position where we are in this negative state. And we learn to live there, or we learn to stay there for whatever reason. It almost doesn't even really matter. So that's what happened pretty much. I lived not even knowing, you know, what type of work or career I even wanted at that particular time. So giving into my husband and my family around me just to make life and things pleasant. I really wasn't what they would call the old kind of shit disturber. Funny to say that that's really what's happening now. And cute thing is now my daughters as adults at 26 and 29, we can all laugh about it now. But there were years of pain for me where I went along with everyone else. I tried to please everyone else. And I was so miserable and didn't understand why. How could I fix this? What could I do to try and improve my life? Where do I go? What do I do? I had shortness of breath. I mean, my breath would be very shallow. I was very friendly, and people that would meet me would love to just spend time with me. They just always say I was like, you know, this shining light, because I always managed to learn how to put out this persona of laughing and making it all about fun. And, you know, people really never knew what was really going on with me. Was a huge, big shock. I mean, even when I called my mother and said, I need to get out of my marriage, she was absolutely floored. What do you mean? I mean, I did such a great job at being so perfect to perfection that I really fooled everyone. But I really didn't trip out and fool myself, because, you know, my mind, body, and spirit, of course, fell into this slug or this sludge, or this kind of place, this dark place, and it'll happen to all of us. So, in essence, pretty much, you know, not to go any longer with this, that was pretty much my story. I never really understood or could understand or identify what was really going on with me. I would, you know, just go on and on about day-to-day life and not even really realizing what was going on. So with that story of my little, you know, piece and part, my story behind me, let me move forward now and let me talk a little bit about essentially what was going on. In my impetus, my decision to do this two-part series, Pain to Pleasure, I really pretty much covered just a small area of what we call pain, all that negative stuff, okay, those kind of negative emotions. And they were really taking over my life. I didn't really realize so many things. You know, it wasn't, so many things were not clear to me. And this is, you know, where I want to start with everyone who's listening in today, to just get into the awareness, okay? As human beings, we've all followed either other people or a status quo, or we've learned to conform to our families. In such, we've lost sight of our own uniqueness, our individuality, our self-expression, our own beauty, and believe me, so much more. Now, today, and always, of course, our world is ever-changing, right? The world keeps shifting and the world keeps changing. Do we ever think that as the world keeps shifting and changing, that we need to be shifting and changing along with the world too, in order to really be in and feel in sync and feel connected? Otherwise, we won't be. We will feel disconnected, and we will feel ill at ease, okay, and not at peace. So now that we may just be waking up to get to the fact and the feeling and to the awareness and understanding that being angry or frustrated, feeling these emotions, unhappy, foggy, fuzzy, just not feeling in balance, or just kind of wondering, like, why am I off? Like, what's off with me? What's not right? That's an amazing place to start. That's a great place to be. I would love and need to tell you all that this feeling of imbalance really is just the aha, okay? This aha, this, as we'd like to say, moment that is really kind of a gift and a blessing to us. It's like this wake-up call, okay? We need to shift whatever we've been doing up until now really no longer is serving us anymore. Wake up, body, mind, spirit, heart, and soul. You need to just crank it up, take a shift, change and begin to think about your life. What do you want for your life? Do you want your life to improve? This is really not a punishment, okay? It's important because I decided to spend the time today. Like I said, I felt the call, and I'm learning in my older age and my mature age to just go with the flow and feel this call when it comes, because I know there's always going to be beauty that's going to come through after it and through it, and there's going to be pure purpose. You know, this is not a punishment. Old habits that no longer serve us, they're a calling for us to improve. It's a screaming out for us that something so much more beautiful, something so much more self-loving is out there that's waiting to be gifted to us. This is not a punishment. If any of you are religious or religious spiritual, which I found myself in this happening, you know, in my mid-years, in my 40s, after my divorce, I really realized, you know, I'm of the Jewish, you know, Hebrew persuasion, I'm Jewish. My parents are Eastern European, but I really kind of took some time after my divorce, and I stood still, and I just stayed in the moment, and I thought to myself, you know what, I keep hearing this stuff about God really wanting us, you know, to prosper, to have abundance, to be happy, to have nice things, not for us to suffer. Yes, bad things happen to people. Well, life is all about, you know, the yin and the yang, we all know that. But in essence, really, there is enough abundance on this earth for all of us to prosper if we do so make that choice and choose that that's what we want for ourselves. Very critical point. Very, very, very important. So then, how do we deal with events, people, situations, and whatever else, circumstances that are no longer serving us or pleasing us? What do we do? Think about this for a moment. Our surroundings and the people in our lives that are surrounding us are all but a mirrored reflection of ourselves and our lives. They are there to show us what we need to change, what is good, what is working, what isn't working, and so on. So let me pose this question to all of you listeners. How do you see yourself in your mirror, in your own mirror? What do you like it? What do you see? We need to know that it's truly deeper than just a reflection, as in my own story, okay? Those images embedded over years that were so habit-forming, unconscious behaviors and reactions that I set up for myself on a day-to-day basis of how I govern my life. I know this may sound like a lot, that's why I decided to, and I really try and keep it, you know, basic and simple. If it isn't, I apologize, but I want everyone to really grasp this whole idea of pain and pleasure. We have all of it sitting in the palms of our own two hands. All the power is there. It is that easy and that simple for us to be able to just wake up and say, I've had enough. I want to make a change. And where do I start and what do I do? So let's start here. I want to leave you today with a lot of hope and a little bit of homework. So the two H's, okay? For any of you that are, you know, ready, willing, and able and wanting. If you're mad as hell and you're really, you no longer want to feel pain, should you want to start really feeling better? Okay, I'm going to start giving you some tips and some important things to think about. So if any of you have any paper, if not, of course, this episode will be podcast on Authentic You Media, on iTunes, under Authentic You Media, and on my website at lyndasacks.com, LyndaSacks.com, and on Facebook and Twitter. So let's get going. Number one, first of all, what I want you all to do is to just write down, I acknowledge that my everyday habits are no longer working for me. I acknowledge that my everyday habits are no longer working for me. That simple, that easy. Too often, we as humans, we run and we jump by this very first step. This step is the step of acknowledgement. You need to be committed to acknowledge where you are, exactly where you stand right now, in how you're feeling in this very moment. You need to know and believe that this awareness is a blessing. You need to begin to think of it as a gift, okay? A gift that has been sent to you, as I had said before, wrapped up in a big, huge bow if you need to, one that you can't wait to open up and discover what's inside. It's your present. It is your present. It's your life present. You do also need to have patience. Really, really important. Big thing, everybody out there. Patience is critical, okay? Loving patience and acceptance of yourself. And get this part really big. without shame. So if you can write down, no shame, no prejudice, no judging, no judgment, no guilt. Okay? All these emotions were there to serve you. They were meant to teach you something. Yes, life is all about lessons. We don't want to really believe that is, but sorry, everyone out there, that is the truth. And the truth, they say, so shall set you free. So know that all these emotions were there to serve a purpose. Even if you feel now like they were holding you back, and if you're angry or you're feeling guilty or you're being down or hard on yourself, step back and don't. The acknowledgement and the acceptance and the awareness, your three A's. Acknowledgement, acceptance, and awareness. That's tip number one. So many times, having personally been on this journey myself back and forth in my training, in all these years, in my coach training, I've often, been asked, if anything, if you could go back and change anything along your journey, what would you do different? My answer is stellar, and it's consistent, and it's always the same. The first step would be where I would go back and spend the time. I would live, smell, taste, eat, breathe, sleep, and even love myself for all that darkness, for all those dark pieces, that dark side that was so unintentionally created that I now feel were really holding me back. I've got to really embrace them and love them and say that they're the dark part or side of me if I so choose, and the light is going to come through and on its way from that darkness. Anyone who tries to, and I can so vouch for this, promise you to pretend like it's not all there, shove it under the rug, make it go away, think it's not going to make you a perfect person, your journey towards pleasure is going to be a tough one. You don't have to spend hours and weeks on this. I'm really beleaguering this point today because it's really a big one that I find that a lot of the professionals that are out there are just kind of skipping to, let's get to the end of the road. This is where you're going to be. This is pleasure. This is great. Well, yeah, you know what? Terrific. I listened to them all 10 years ago, and I couldn't understand. Why am I still sitting here stuck, and why is it that I get shortness of breath when I get upset? Like, why do I have all this pain in my body? What is this all about? So it's not just mental pain. It's physical pain. It's financial pain, pain on many different levels. And in that click of a switch, in an ignition switch of just, taking your two fingers and snapping them together, you can make a commitment to make that change. So that's the beautiful side, the light part of it. So in feeling and finally acknowledging all your old, your past, and your habits that no longer serve you, you are now being taught to love and accept yourself, as I had just said, as you are, just exactly the way that you are. No self-judgments here, okay? Words are really powerful. Words are huge. Your thoughts, your emotions, and your beliefs come in really crazy in here. There is someone I think that's on the air, and I'm so sorry because I've just been going on and on. Sarah, if you're there.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? I apologize, but I'm like so into my stuff.
No, you're hitting every nail on the head here. I mean, it's every point you're pointing out, and the people pleaser for a start. I think a great deal to do with that is the way we were brought up. It was always
right.
To please everyone else. And, there wasn't the question of value of self. We were all servitudes, servants to everybody else. And this concept of placing value upon ourselves and being important in our own lives is actually kind of new in society's realm. And it's one that they're still having a hard time accepting because there's still that stigma. If you place importance on yourself, then somebody's going to think you're self-important, which is, we all know, is, ego-based rather than the importance of self.
Thank you, Sarah, for calling in and for mentioning the ego, because that's one word that I really didn't bring up. And I really want you to stay tuned because I have four or five tips, and I do apologize. I have like 4 minutes to bang them off in. And I do want you to listen into them. Thank you so much for calling in. I adore you. And if you have any comment, please do post it on Facebook. I want to get these tips in today before I'm off the air.
Go ahead.
So
go ahead.
Thank you
God bless
so
you.
Much. All right. I really appreciate your call. All right. If there isn't anybody else out there, I'm just going to continue on and remember again. And Sarah, thank you for calling in. The ego is really what this is all about. We need to step out of that ego and we need to tell ourselves that we're okay. So here, tip number one and two, acknowledge your pattern, embrace it. You can choose to change it. Humans can shift and change your behavior patterns in 21 days. 21 days are scientific proof that you can change in 21 days. So as Sarah said, you can be in your ego, but I'm telling you, after Sarah, you can snap your fingers and get yourself right out of ego. You don't have to stay in there anymore if you're done with it. Just be done. Tip number two, it's not only okay, but it's both important and essential to do some self-talk right now. Talk to yourself in your car when you're alone, in the shower. Talk to yourself on paper. Put post-it notes all around your house. Do whatever you need to do. Your cellular body is all wound up and is getting ripe and ready for change, okay? I suggest you put post-it notes on your fridge, and you can do something like, I am okay. I love you. You are beautiful. I'm ready for change. Anything that has a positive sound to it. See it in front of your face and know that you can continue to read it. Because what you're doing right now is you're really recalibrating and reprogramming your inner computer, your inner compass. Forget about the ego, like Sarah said. Throw it in the trash. Ego, goodbye. You've got your mind, body, and your spirit all pulled together, all in one, and we're going to try and work that spirit. So here we go. Remember to acknowledge and accept. Stay in that for as long as you need to. If you're loving yourself and it's okay and you're out of there, get out. You don't need to have a time clock on that one, but just make sure that you do that piece of work. It really is essential. All this time when you're really truly beginning your journey out of your pain, wanting to get into your pleasure, it is essential. Okay? Post-it notes all around your house. Tip number three, to be extremely careful and cautious of your words and your thoughts. Okay? Really. Try to begin to pay attention to what comes out of your mouth. Anything that sounds like it has a negative tone to it, stop yourself. Just like bite your finger. Say no. Do anything you can because your words are so powerful. They are energy that you're putting out into the universe. So ask yourself, you know, what am I feeling right now? What am I feeling right now? Start questioning. What's going on? Just like wake up. Get yourself in your wake up mode, okay? And also look into your physical body. Where am I feeling pain right now? If you get into a situation with a conversation, an interaction with a friend, a loved one, a worker, an employer, a coworker. If you feel anything and you feel like you're in body pain or you're really not loving and being true to yourself, stop and say to yourself, where am I feeling this pain? And take notice of where the pain is. You may have tightness in your chest. You may feel it at the base of your spine. You may have a scratchiness or, you know, feel like something's stuck in your throat. Believe it or not, right now your body is talking to you. This is called body talk. Your body is giving you clues. Okay, and your body is reacting to your pain points. If you're not already familiar with seven energy centers or the chakras in your body, start exploring. Go on Google. Seven chakras, energy centers. Start, you know, opening yourself up. Start educating yourself. You'll be fascinated what you're going to learn. And take it slow, you know. I put my two daughters on this wagon. It took me quite a number of years, but I've been successful. So if I can do it with them, I can do this with anyone. I'm just, you know, people that walk around and are feeling sad or angry or lonely or fearful or whatever, you don't have to be stuck there. There is no reason why you need to be stuck there. It is work and things that you can do to pull yourself out of this painful kind of a place so that you can work towards your life of pleasure rather than your living your whole life of pain. All right, so just giving you three really basic beginning tips, okay, to begin to grasp and understand the connection. You need to conceptualize the difference between the pain and the pleasure, okay? So, and I'm so sorry, in the 1 minute that I have left, which is so much less than I need. Okay, I'd just like to leave you today with this gift of understanding. Emotions like anger, guilt, fear, shame, and judgment. These are all emotions that will make us feel bad, not good. It's so important that you know this, okay? The pleasure emotions, joy, love, peace, happiness, grace, and surrender. That's really where you want to be. Ask yourself, am I satisfied and content now in my life, feeling this anger and sadness, guilt, fear, and shame? Or do I want to spend the rest of my life feeling joy, peace, happiness, whatever. Now, I've got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to do a real quick, and I'm so sorry about this, bonus tip, okay? It's called the Zip It Up Mantra. Go stand in front of a mirror, pretend like you have a zipper. start at the bottom and zip the zipper up to your neck. Zip it up once, twice, three times. Okay, zip it. Look at yourself in the mirror. And as you zip up that, you say to yourself, okay, today, no one can take my energy and no one can give me energy that is not for my highest good. No one can take energy or give me energy that is not for my highest good. Today I will keep all the energy I need for myself. What I have now, I will share with every living, what I have left over, I will now share with every other living person and every living thing. Try this, okay? We need to stay energized. Join me next week. I wish I had more time when I will be giving crazy tips about how to step out into your pleasure. Have a wonderful week. All my love.